Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I don't know the names though.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of their names, but I remember like seeing some.
I see He Man, Mr. T.
Like, I don't know what that is.
He's from Dungeons and Dragons,
Ninja Turtles.
That
Spider-Man.
Was a show?
Yeah.
I thought it was a board game.
It is a game.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Like, I don't know who's that.
This Slimer.
Come on, man. That's my nip, man.
That's Slimer, bro.
No, right here.
I see Thundercats. Yeah. Is that Lionel?
And who's this guy with the B? Planet.
Gargoyles.
I
remember Gargoyles. Shredder.
Snort.
All right. Okay. All
right. Touching his titties. Did you just shave?
Okay, I did. I got it.
Who's on his nipple?
I was doing it in the shower, so that's Slimer. I'm sure I have
Slimer on his nipple.
And on the other one, let me see. That's
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Right where he belongs, baby.
On nipples?
Yeah. I love Spidey, man. Spidey is in my nipple.
You think he puts the sticky stuff on the nipples?
Of course.
You know, that's the sign.
That's gotta be.
Well, that's how he brings them to him.
He be making them squirt.
Oh, that's actually a good. I didn't even think about that. He's like, come here.
Spider-Man was a blood. Yep.
Is that a blood sign?
Yeah.
No, blood sign is this.
No, that's well, come on, man. We're on camera, yeah, dog. What are you doing?
That's pyro.
Oh, I gang bang
you
on the low.
Gang bang on
the low.
Oh,
man. Yeah. Decked out
be the first one.
First one telling on everybody, too.
My mother's a cop.
I'm from the Bay. I'm from the Bay, bro.
We don't do that out there, man.
I don't do that.
Are there a lot of Crips and Bloods in the Bay?
No, not at all.
They just all
say there.
We say both.
They all say it.
We'll say blood. We'll say cuz. We'll say we don't. We just talking.
The Mexicans were gang banging a little bit.
Well, that's different.
Northaniel. Yeah. A lot of Northaniels up north. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, Northaniels.
And they're red, I believe, right?
I don't know. I thought that was just a prison gang. The Northaniels, and down here we got the
Southaniels.
I don't know the colors.
So it's the Northaniels and the Bayas.
I remember there was a kids, the Mexican kids in Pittsburgh, they were always red. But I don't know.
Yeah, it just might have been San Francisco 49er colors.
Nah, it was their people was Nathaniel's.
I think I'd have been a good like gangbanger until I needed glasses.
What do you mean?
Sis, once you need the glasses, like we're doing a gangbang at night, I'm like, hold on.
Niggas. Most of the gangbangers with glasses have the most hands. They could really fight.
You got to protect the specs.
Nah, you look like you've been in for a while for murder. And then you
now
got
change
your
life around. Now you got advice. Hey, young brother, don't go down the same
You can't. It's hard to hear when somebody's tough with glasses. You be like, man, they got to slap the shit out of me.
Nah, because you take them off. Like, don't make me. You get to talking to yourself.
Was that really a thing back in the day when they say, you know, don't hit a man with glasses? Was that actual thing? Or is that just something that was like funny that people would always say?
I thought it's because the charges could go up if the glass breaks.
Oh, really? It seems more deadly.
It just seems classless. So, like, let me get these specs off, bro.
Because, like, why does glasses give you a pass? Like, that just means you can't see.
I think it makes it funnier when the glasses go flying.
It's
off.
Definitely funnier. Hat and glasses fall.
Hit that nigga.
Anything that falls off is funny.
Bro, my fear is that I don't shave my head one day and I'm wearing my hat and I'm out somewhere and a scuffle ensues.
Oh, yeah.
My hat flies off. It don't matter if I'm winning. It does not matter. I could be mollywopping the shit out of homie.
2 weeks.
If my hat falls off, bro, I'm going viral.
That is a grown ass thought because I had that thought all the time.
I said, no!
I was like, I got to stop leaving
this
the house.
Is your defense. You just
I
got to
run
now. Take punches. Just don't hit my hat.
That and doodling myself.
Yeah,
fear.
Definitely. Yeah,
or
man.
Getting injured while fighting.
But something's like without go viral, stretching. That's the problem.
I will call a timeout.
You can't call timeouts and fight.
Bro.
You just start street running and be like, timeout, nigga, I got a shit. I got a shit.
And then my fear is like, too, like, how known are we? Like, is it like if I get in a fight and somebody feels, is it going to go viral? Like, for sure?
See, I don't
think
it
depends on how bad the video is.
With me, I don't think it will go viral in the world, but the industry will see it, and everybody, like, all y'all will see that shit and be like, ah. Now, the average Joe don't give a fuck, but y'all be like,
you don't think the average Joe's gonna see it?
We've seen
not in care.
But how many passes?
You just gotta look around.
Must be
you gotta look
seen.
Around when you're fighting and see how many people are filming.
But this is what I mean. Because
you might be able to control the fire.
This is what
you
I mean.
Like,
right?
Just please.
Let's say
that.
You get in a fight. Somebody filming. Some yeah. I'm not saying that person's like the video itself might not go viral. My fear is that somebody though in them comments gonna be like, "Hey, that's." You know what I mean? And then that's how it goes
that's
viral.
They're gonna tag you.
And yeah, they hey, tag and then they share it another person. Is like, "Yo, this video going around." And then like that's my. It's like, where are we at as far as can we? How much can we get away with? Somebody commented on my YouTube this morning.
What they say?
And was like, "What you doing in these comments?" I'm like, "Nigga, listening to music." Like, why? Why can I be here?
Or on a you're on a random post?
Yeah, just on a random. And
what you doing? Here?
More and more, I get, "What are you doing in here?"
What do you mean? I'm like, I wish somebody'd be like, "Damn, Craig, you like all the butts." Craig,
I'm like, hey. So that's why I'm like, where are we at? Is like as far as what we can get away with? Because I don't think we're known like that. But I'm getting a lot more. What you doing in here?
I would get in, for me, it would be industry. It wouldn't be just yeah. the regular population. It'd be people in the industry be like, "What Craig doing?"
I'd be fine. Well you got to think we're more known than we think because it'd be a lot of people that we're affiliated with too. You know what I mean?
I think I'd be good. I think if I,
no,
if I
you're affiliated with Tony,
but no one knows
now,
me.
Tone, that's what I said with me.
They, it doesn't happen. They just be like that. They probably can. They'll probably recognize you and be like, "I've seen that guy
now, MC
Light somewhere."
Will see it and be like, "Ah, oh, Chaz."
That's what I'm saying. What someone will see it and be like, "I've seen that guy somewhere."
But
they'll
are
go
they going
to
tag
hole.
And spread it? That's my
of
thing.
Of course,
Light with spread. Chaz with Chaz and myself. I think it would be more behind the scenes. People would look and be like MC Light would see it and be like, "Ah." Bentley would see it and be like, "Ah."
You stop. Yeah. You just won an NAACP award.
That's
you're
true.
Gonna. Yes. You just
on stage.
You were just honored.
An acceptance speech.
But I get, "Oh snap, the Wayne's nephew." It wouldn't be like Craig. I'd be like, "All right.
No, bro.
You're pretty popular."
But
Craig.
Somebody yeah. but somebody would be like, "Ain't that one of the and somebody gonna tag."
Where were we just at? And some dude was like, "Oh man, I know Dance Flick." We were somewhere, dude. Dance Flick.
You're pretty popular.
Somebody gonna
Craig downplaying.
I don't think I don't think you can get away with stuff like that no more.
I can.
I'll be forgetting about that.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
BET, a show?
Yeah. But usually I've been behind the scenes doing it for 30 years.
People pay. People be following and paying attention.
And it's easier to find cast now.
Like if I was in Brazil, yeah. Because they read the credits. They know all everybody. Yeah. Here, it's a few people that might be like, "Hey, you look like Keenan."
It only take it only take a few tags though.
That's
once
it.
Somebody tag and they'd be like, "That is him." And then
but with me, I'd be more concerned. Like I said, it would be industry people and
but
regular
would industry
people.
Would industry people care that you got beat up?
Yeah.
Yes.
They know me. They'll be laughing, text me like, "Yo, you should have whatever."
"Oh, you need some work, nigga?"
Yeah, that ain't gonna stop your work though. And if anything, they'd be like, "Let's get Craig."
So we could ask him about that ass.
Oh, because that's going in an episode or something. This is going in something. For sure.
How many tags would it take for y'all to be like, make a video addressing it?
How bad is the video?
I'm going to get ahead of it. So one tag for me. I'm going to get it. I'm going to just have my video stored as soon as it's
But how many of you feel that it needs to be addressed? Because like if only one person know, then it ain't a big deal.
The best thing is to make fun of yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing is to be like, "Yo, y'all won't believe what just happened to me." Mm-hmm. Cue the video. And then it's...
That's
the highlight.
Me.
That's me. That's my bald spot. All of them. The three bald spots in my one spot.
With me, it's all about deny. I ain't going to say nothing about it.
Nah, I'm roasting myself.
Until they see it.
No, even after they see it. It's not confirmed until you say something.
Nah, if we know it's you, know it's you.
See, I could be like, "Look at Chaz, he got the patches and the hat off and all that." But then you could be like, "That wasn't me. That's a nigga that looked like me." And
I mean,
like,
I can get away with it.
I'd be like, "You right."
There's a lot of people shaped more like me than you. You know what I mean? These niggas send me a video every week of somebody looks like me.
Oh yeah, I always see you in the airport.
But it don't be you.
Hotels.
But it don't be me.
See, that's why you could get away
with it.
You can't get away with it.
You can't deny it.
I can't.
No, you can't.
Nah, you're recognizable.
I can be like, "That is Mookie Blaylock."
And then you're going to shame the family's name. Y'all just got on. You can't be out here getting played.
Matter of fact, low-key, if we were doing tiers, if Chaz was the most that could get away with it, you're probably the least.
Yeah.
Who could get away with it before me? I could get away with it.
Nah, he could deny
more than
you.
My hair be long, it'd be short, it'd be all over
the place. But you're a Wayans.
You're definitely not getting away with it.
getting beat up if I don't say nothing.
Wayne's family takes a first L.
right after being honored. Yeah, bro,
he gets an NAACP ass whooping.
You're not getting away with this, bro.
I'm denying. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm damn sure not going to post. For the people that know me, will be like, wait, you got your ass whooped? Let me click the link.
If your uncle, now they all see. If your uncle said, Craig, you need to go make a video and get in front of this, would you do it?
No. Like, no, bro. The way you deal with shit is the way you deal with
shit. If all four of them got together, had a conference call with you,
say, Craig.
No.
Listen, man. This
the same
is a
way
problem.
I told Marlon, do not respond to this nigga Soulja Boy.
People ask you about that.
And he ignored me.
Yeah.
He's gonna do what he's gonna do. I said, why even do it, bro?
Yeah. I already know when he gets quiet.
Did you egg him on this time?
Nah.
It'd be 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd be in the bathroom, and then you wake up to what the hell happened? I got 50 hits this morning asking what's going on.
I can honestly say this time we were like, don't respond to this nigga. Let it go.
I said that about Vlad, and I woke up to.
Now, I
hey, what's going
Vlad.
On with Marlon and Vlad? I was like, what?
Vlad, I was like,
he
get
sure
him.
Was. He was over there instigating, like, man, did
said,
you see what this person
we,
said?
I said, we can't take this.
We. What did the soldier have a comeback after the song?
This is a song?
Marlon dropped a song.
Marlon was on the toilet, and he had.
I didn't see this at all.
So he had all these jokes he wrote up. So he went to the AI program and said, make a song out of these jokes. And
it's like
made
a country song.
Western song with.
I did not see that at all.
Him being on crack.
Very funny.
He's like, man, this AI is crazy.
AI is nuts.
I was like, get out the bathroom. You spend too much time creating shit in the bathroom.
But it was also like,
oh, well, game's over already.
That's why I was like, did he ever say anything to respond back to it?
I told him he shouldn't have said nothing at all.
Soldiers, that's a fun dude to get at, though.
Is it? Not really.
Yeah, why not?
He's just going to have a rant. He's not really going to do jokes. He's just going to have a rant.
Soldier's good for going viral at a time, though.
Yes. And that's another thing I said is like, don't respond because he's probably trying to sell something. And all you're doing.
And lo and behold, he had a new shop.
He had a new shop. I mean, he had a new shop, a new song that he was trying to promote.
Of course.
You guys just help each other.
Because when somebody asks you, like,
I'm not, but I'm just saying, is both everybody's getting. Pub.
I'm like this. You,
it's not
people,
bad.
Then I'd rather you take that time and just post his song than go back and forth with him.
I feel like that was a good, healthy beef. It was short. It was quick. No one's career ended.
But Marlon didn't benefit from it.
No.
Yeah, what did he get out of it?
He didn't get any
jokes. You get a little press. You get in there.
Then you get a little nigga saying he's going to kick
you
people's
on TMZ?
Asses and shit.
Well, yeah,
like,
you get that.
Right.
You're pushing the line.
That's a lot of times it goes other places. You know what I mean?
Unless it's another comic. Another comic, yeah, go ahead, flex it. Yeah, I'll go back.
Like, a lot of beefs, you know, there's not a bunch of mutual beefs. Usually one person gets something, another person's just like, whoever does the attacking first is the one that's trying to get something out of it.
Soldier seemed like a fun beef. That didn't seem like one of those, like, I was like, whoa. Like,
my thing
is
just keep the beef in between us. Don't start venturing off and adding people to it and all that. That's my thing.
Then it ends up being Billy versus D-Lay.
Right.
That shit just went left quick.
I forgot about that.
How? That was the biggest thing going.
I forgot about it.
The biggest
big
small,
with us.
The biggest smallest
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. With us.
There's a new discovery every day.
But I don't think
this nigga was saying it with leather outfits on. Come on. It was high. That shit had a budget, bro. D-Lay came back with a new hairline on his responses. CGI going, bro. That's a huge beef.
Oh man.
Every day it got bigger. I didn't know who Act the Fool was. Act the Fool. I didn't even know who
he
was.
Oh, you talking about Damn Fool?
Damn Fool.
Shout out to Damn Fool.
That shit got big. I was like, now this is a beef. I'm learning something new every day. I didn't even know Billy was a capper.
That was funny.
I remember when we were in Atlanta with Tony and D-Lay showed up, and nobody said anything at first. You know what I mean? Everybody's chilling, but he just popped up. You know, here come B-Lou. Hey, nigga, what happened? And then he told us the whole thing from his side. We was like, oh.
That's why you need niggas like Lou.
I couldn't wait to see Billy. That was the first. And Marlon do the same shit. He'd be like, ugh. I was like, you don't even talk to him like that. Hey, I don't care. Let's go see what happened.
I don't be asking.
The only one, and before that was is the East Coast, West Coast comics going back and forth doing the little videos
I don't remember that.
Who was that? I forgot what it was, but they do little battle videos, and then the next person would do one. Then they go
of roasting or
roasting, yeah.
Missed it. Who would you want to get in a beef with? Who's somebody you'd be like, ooh, I'm gonna
famous wise?
Who's the most famous nigga on the planet? That's who I want to be.
give me Elon Musk.
You're going against Trump.
Give me somebody and let them respond so people can see me.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Let them run through my videos. Let my shit go way up.
A beef with Elon Musk.
You can't beef with
Trump.
Elon, bro.
He can't even get his heart.
Well, see, now.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect time.
You
here.
Stupid. Hit him with simple stuff.
We trying to get on the radar. Yeah. So for us, it's like, it's all benefits.
Trying to sell some tickets,
like,
bro.
With, like with Kev, he won't respond unless you have a certain amount of followers.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Then he'll be like, all right, let's go. But before that,
and other people talk about it and make it a fire. Right. You know.
I'm not responding to no, but for us, shit, I'd beef with anybody who wanted is bigger and got a follow up.
I'm like,
yeah.
Shit, trying to get to these theaters, Kev.
Baby. And I'm going humble. And I'm going to what I do? Why?
Let throw them be rocks, like, hide your hand.
Yeah, I don't know.
I complimented him.
I don't know. Every interview I have people when I go on them shows, like, what happened? Dude, mad at me? I honestly, I don't know. And I'm just promoting the show. But I mean, I'll tell my story. July 28th.
that is the thing. Could you troll your way all the way to the top? And how do you? No, because you can. Charleston White kind of did it.
Yeah.
Well, when Kev started off. He just trolled everybody that was bigger than him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is
when he started building his followers.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is once you get there, once you get to the top, do you say sorry to everyone or do you
deal with
the beefs?
And then he started ignoring anybody under a certain amount of followers.
But Twitter, that was different back then. Yeah. The Twitter was all roasting and joke. I'm talking about a real, mad at you.
But it kind of was. As far as the public was concerned, it was people going back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
You may not have had a problem with him, but it was still like he gained.
But
so
people,
many
people joined in for the fun of it. Like, even though people love drama, but like that's a little different.
Those were all in fun at the
time.
Yeah,
that's a little. The trolling, I'm assuming he means an actual beef, like somebody mad at you. On a Vlad or on a Shade Room, whatever, with your name in their mouth, who would you want?
Me personally, I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, I don't really be getting involved in that stuff.
I don't either. So that's why it's a hypothetical.
We are so much of a non-toxic group.
I know it's hard to answer the question, but I'll just take
Cat Williams if he's gonna get another 80 million views.
I know that would be bad.
That's a worthwhile one.
That's a good pick.
I wonder how many people Corey Holcomb could name. I'd say everybody. I got beef with Tony Baker.
Oh, I just seen that. That was wild. I was like, what? Because he just doesn't say hi the way you like him to say hi to you?
I don't know.
This is a bunch of dumb shit. He was beefing with... Wasn't he just on TMZ about some shit?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yes. Some shit.
I can't keep up.
But I like the fact that Craig stood up.
Craig
and
did.
Hey, Tony is
a
nice
solid
guy.
Dude, bro. And I've been, you know, it's on all the platforms now, and I've been seeing the comment section, and everybody in the comment section is like, you're proving him right. Like, he was like, I'm just keeping my distance because you always in some shit. And now you didn't drag me some shit that I didn't even actually be in. Like, I'm chilling. And I didn't even respond. I'm chilling.
I get some shit and I'm trying to,
yeah. So the comment section is very pro-Tony because they're like, he's right. You're always in some shit. And that's not, but, and you know, the way he worded it too, he was trying to dance around it. He was like, I'm not saying a nigga want to fight me or you hate me, but I just didn't
I get a weird vibe.
Yeah, and it's like, so you know good and damn well, it really ain't no problem. You just wanted to be in some shit, which is all he was saying. I'm
and
just trying
person,
to stay clear
Corey's
of the shit.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. Cool always. And that's always. That's what's crazy.
That is what's crazy. Because he's always the,
got
he's
hello,
the
super
left.
Chill.
Super chill, always. Man. Great mm-hmm. dude. It be once he gets on the mic.
It's, I don't know what this thing does, but like you run into him in person, that nigga is.
Yes.
What's up, man? How you doing? Good, man. You know, just positive energy. Good. And the energy is good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with the mic.
And it's
know.
Never any. It's never bad energy. Never. With him. He's such a cool, funny dude.
Well, maybe that's why he feels the way when he's around Tony and he's not getting it back.
I don't know. But I mean, if you ask a question and somebody answers it, you can't make up your own answer.
Yeah. I'm surprised he asked him, and Tony was like, "Hey, man, cuz."
Nah, Tony's very.
Oh, Tony
very
gone.
Blunt. Yeah.
If it's on his heart,
yeah.
And you give him a reason,
I just don't deal with your vibe.
Yeah. One thing you're gonna get from Tony is his honesty. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get the truth.
You ain't gotta, worry about where you stand with them. How
I don't think I would walk up to somebody if I was like, "Oh, we ain't vibing." I don't think I'd be like, "Hey, man, why don't you like me?"
Maybe. I mean, if you're like, if you don't know there's an issue, if you feel something's off, I'm like, "Hey, is something wrong? Like, what's good. The?
We
got
a problem." I feel like a fight's coming, maybe. But besides that,
not on that energy.
Because Tony really, even if he's not feeling you, he doesn't give off an energy that he's not feeling you. So I wonder what Corey felt.
Tony can give off.
No, I was about to say, I don't know.
He can give off.
He can give some distance.
Because that's why so many people ask him, do you have a problem with me?
It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad.
He's been asked that multiple times. So he gives off the energy.
But DC, what I'm saying is still like
nice.
It's not bad energy.
It's not dismal. I'm going to,
if I have an issue with you, it's going to be known. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is Tony doesn't give you bad energy, but he keeps his distance. And that distance is known.
Even in his distance, he'll be like, "Oh no, hey, how you doing?"
He's not gonna come up to you and be like, "Oh, let me holler at dude."
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's gonna be like, but you're gonna be
certain
like,
people. Certain
the...
people will come in this room. If I have beef with Craig, I will come in this room. What up, Chaz? What up, Keon? Amir, start the show. You know what I mean? Like, Tony is still going to greet, be polite, and all that stuff. So.
He's going to greet, but you're going to know there's an issue. You're going to know there's distance. You're going to know that.
Because his greeting would be different, though. He'd be like, Amir, DC, Keon.
What's up, Greg? Bro?
Yeah. So he's going to talk, but you're going to know, bro. You're going to know.
We've seen it.
Yes.
Seen it enough.
And it's happened on more than one occasion. So you
I
can feel
even
it.
Ask,
you know?
Like,
I wouldn't ask either, though.
I don't feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't care enough.
Yeah, that's what
I'm like, all right, well, you and I don't associate everything to me. So like, I'm like, maybe they're having a bad day. If I didn't do nothing to nobody, then I'm like, well, I don't care to know really. Like, and if it's on your heart like that, tell me.
Well, next time if you act funny with me one time around, I will ask you next time. Are you speaking today?
Well, just to let me know.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Are you saying hi today? Something like that.
Call me whatever. We can just not talk forever.
Yeah, I just want to be clear.
I ain't gonna be like, oh, you say hi to everybody.
I feel that because you don't want to be smiling.
Yeah, I
want to
be clear.
Like,
oh, we don't rock cool. So why, so I know how to carry myself. You know,
I feel that. The smile on somebody's face, you know, they don't like mm-hmm. you is weird.
Right. One of your best friends is the funniest actor nigga on the planet, Chaz. And you know who I'm talking
about. One of my best friends sounds like it's exaggerated a tad. The sound's exaggerated already. I have an idea.
You know exactly
who I'm talking about.
I know
who I'm talking about, too.
I have a strong idea.
I have a faint idea.
But I don't know for sure.
I might know who, but I don't know who Chaz be around with.
I have a faint idea who might possibly be referring to. However.
The funniest actor, nigga.
However, best friend is.
Best friend was a push.
That's your punk ass, motherfucker. Why niggas be your best friend when you got a... This is your best friend, nigga.
Nigga, you brought with you.
Wait. I don't know a nigga like that.
You know, it's weird, bro. When you're somebody you like, you do mess with and you rock, and not everybody else does, you like, I get what you guys are saying.
It's hard to defend.
It becomes hard to defend.
It's hard to defend.
You go like, and then you got to talk to someone, hey, man, you're getting hard to defend. Right. Right here.
It's hard to defend
because the
people normally saying it are reputable. It comes from reputable sources.
Facts.
Yeah.
Right.
I never call nobody out on that. If like somebody don't like my friend, I don't be like, hey, man, these people don't fuck with you. I can't take you. I just be like, all right, come on. It's gonna be funny.
Well, yeah. Well, things happen,
they gonna
right?
Have to act
because
weird.
Because a lot of the people that I'm friends with, we work with, right? And if it becomes a thing where I can't take you places because you have strained relationships somewhere else, or I can't do business with you because you have strained relationship with somewhere else, things get personal. And it's like, this is not supposed to be a personal thing. However, you have burned some bridges, right? If you burn some bridges, mm-hmm. or you're a burn bridge risk. Right, because some people
are risk,
and it's not even who we're talking about. There's other people I go like, I can't take you here anymore.
Right,
yeah,
they affect your bottom line.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I go like, we just can't. I can't rock with you in this space anymore. And whether you understand or not, it's whatever. Right. You know what I mean, but it's like I'm sure we've talked about it.
And man, this business is about relationships. So somebody's fucking up relationships. It's like, hey man, you gonna have to sit this one out, mm-hmm. bro. I fuck with you.
Yeah,
but nobody else does. Right. So you gonna have to sit this one out, and that's on you.
Yeah,
and that's on you.
It's livelihood at that. I go like, I got responsibilities now. And it was just me in the van, me at Tony. No one cares. Yeah. I'm like, I take care of people.
Yeah,
I like keeping an annoying nigga around. it stirs a little bit of bullshit. You get to laugh.
I know, because I'm with Chaz. I get tired. I don't like having to defend my friends. It makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like having to ride for another grown man.
I shouldn't have
like, nigga, go fix your shit.
That's why I'd be like, go for it.
But I can't, but as a good friend, I also can't allow people to just, you know what I mean? So I'm like, well, you know, he's not. And then I'm hitting him. Hey, nigga, fix your shit.
Fix it, man.
Sometimes the annoying quality is the quality I like.
Annoying.
I'm like, go ahead, annoy the fuck out of him.
Annoying is different, though.
And that's not cool.
But, I'm not talking about, like, trying to fight everybody.
No. I'm with
There's
you.
Levels.
But also, if I can't take you somewhere, I can't even introduce me to. No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. No, not none of that.
What? No, because you're going to say something or do something, and they're going to be like, what's up with your man?
Yeah, and then that's you. You brought him around.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm not going to say their name, but I brought somebody to a show and allowed them to come backstage. Even got him a guest set. Bombed on the guest set. I'm done recommending people. For
Yo, track record is ass, bro.
This is more than one occasion.
Yeah, he told him.
I remember the one. There.
He'll bring a bomb. Not that, with them.
And then they were just didn't have the etiquette to be around the environment we were in. Yeah. And I just felt like, what did I... Like
that's on you. They looking at you like you brought this nigga.
Right.
This your best friend?
This your boy.
People just happy to be there. Hey guys. Hey, I need you to bring that down.
It's your best friend.
Have some decorum.
And it's crazy because you feel like you don't have to give a speech. Like, hey, when we get in here,
right?
They're not kids, so you be like, hey, man, you know,
but when
you get on the stage, make them laugh.
Right. Well, that you shouldn't have to tell nobody. Yeah. But there is a thing about hey, such and such isn't like da da da. So you know, because they're new here. You know, they might be, but there is.
But
a thing
you've been
be
in
like,
this environment sometime before in a different way,
maybe. But it's not. That's not a terrible thing. Because somebody was like, "Hey, just so you know, that such a, like Craig don't really like you know, blah 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 blah." Like DC, I would tell somebody if we were in the green room, I would tell somebody, "Hey, before the show, DC, like a little chill." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would definitely like do that.
Here's
because
the thing,
some people don't know.
I know who I'm gonna be around. So mm-hmm. if I'm gonna be around, let's say DC is at this time. DC's DC Irvin. He doing some theater. Hey, nigga, I'm gonna pull up. All right, pull up. I'm not bringing certain people around him. If right. I know that they,
yeah.
I'm like, they're going to piss this nigga off. So, can I come? Nah, bro. Like, I can't.
Pulling up to a show.
I just want to do five.
I know
like,
you do.
Bro, you can do five with me.
I can't risk that behavior. You're a gamble.
Yeah, you're a gamble.
You're a loose cannon.
I can't do it.
I feel bad for DC sometimes because he has a good heart. And these people don't come like he has a good heart.
Right, bro.
DC is like, yeah, go ahead, man. You go ahead. Take five.
I share the stage with everyone,
hey, go
bro.
Go ahead, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't come and do what they supposed to do.
Do you roast them after? Or you just
no, I just, be, I, just I just be like.
All right. Yeah, there's some water over there.
Reset
bro.
Them,
yeah.
Bro.
I'm going to be over here.
I just take the heat from everybody else. You brought that nigga here.
Oh, we damn sure be.
You didn't give me the heat. I'd be like, hey man, sorry.
How many times you seen him go up? Yeah. Hey man, we just friends on Instagram.
Having DC over there uncomfortable, feeling weird.
It's so annoying, man.
Shaking.
No, because we make sure we like hit DC up.
Yeah. Oh,
y'all put it on.
We can't give no time up unless DC want to give some of his time.
Let's
up.
Go. They put you on the spot. You got to pick better, bro.
Well, I tell him, I'm like, hey, man, DC working on this shit. He trying to get his act together right now. He don't have time to be giving up 5-7 minutes, but you could ask him.
I just took a pick out a thing from your book. I just ignore it now. Oh. When you send them to me, I'll be like, I just ain't going to say nothing.
This episode today is sponsored by Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? What is Prize Picks? What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. The app is really easy to use. To create a lineup, all you have to do is pick more or less on a few player stats for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your money. 1,000. I spit all over the mic. 1,000 times your money. Prize Picks is the place to win cash while watching sports. Join over 10 million users and sign up today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match your player projections from different sports, combine your favorite basketball players with your players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Esports? That's crazy, dog. I didn't know that. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. Ain't nothing better than getting a Venmo deposit when you're watching it. Cling, 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 cling. I don't know what y'all sounds like. That's what mine sounds like. Sounds like money.
The second half of the basketball season is here, and the race to the playoffs is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Don't miss your chance to cash in as the league's best fight for playoff position. And let me tell you guys, man, I was banking on the Pistons, who just won 8 in a row. Banking on them. I said, we hot right now, baby. So that's how I came up, off my Pistons, baby. Let's go. Download the app today and use the code ISSUES to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code ISSUES to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And Prize Picks, run your game.
Yeah, DC, you got to get your track record together, bro.
I mean, I do, bro.
I tell you what, nigga, when I'm on, you bring some weird nigga around me, bro. I'm going to
introduce this charity. He needs this for his morale. Keon, just put him up for
I'll
his morale.
I'll throw a nigga up, but like, yeah. Don't be weird.
Don't be fucking up the green.
I don't care about you bombing.
Right.
I don't care about the bomb. That's whatever.
Don't mess up the green room vibe. Yeah.
And don't be fucking, I had a nigga bring his girl in there, they loud. And I'm like, this ain't even y'all not even on the show like that. What are you doing? That's the thing. I feel like somebody, especially somebody like Marlon, is going to throw you up for five. You need to be, thank you, humble, quiet, learn the room, shut the fuck up. Like, to come in there and be aggressive is crazy.
Oh, it's crazy, bro.
Trying to get a deal.
He's brought some good people out. I'm not going to say.
I brought some solids. I want you to do well.
But everybody. Mm-hmm. He's brought some people that would be sitting outside the green room, won't go in, won't work in. Like,
right.
You need anything?
How they doing stage?
Well, one dude in particular, he did good.
Good.
He earned another spot.
But Marlon don't even be listening, do he?
No. He could tell when he gets out there how the audience is.
Okay.
Because no matter what they do on a guest spot, I'm going to go up after and reset the room anyway. So But it makes it easy. If you do well, it makes it easier for me to maneuver and be like, oh, cool, smooth show.
Right.
The more so, it'd be just backstage trying to work on deals, trying to get into movies with Marlon, thinking it's an opportunity.
I got this, I got that.
This ain't a time to sell your script.
Nah.
This is not the moment for that.
Because he's just going to say, call Craig.
Yeah.
I'll be like, God damn it, somebody else called me.
People think it's that easy. Shit, I know you niggas, and I still don't be like, doing all that, bro. I'll be like, Marlon be like, we finna be late. You want to go up? Yeah, I'll go up.
Yeah.
I'll code open.
A lot of people don't understand the industry either. They think that if they just get a script to Marlon, it's going.
They don't get it.
Somebody tried to drop off one to Damon when I was opening for him.
Yeah.
Like after the a full ass in a manila envelope, can you give this? I said, man, no. Like, I don't even do this.
You're
like
an agent.
Yeah. Like, I'm not his regular opener, for one. Two, I'm no.
Like, you're not gonna ruin my chance to open again.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous.
They don't understand that just because you give a script to someone doesn't mean the studio's gonna like it.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're going to want to give you the budget that you want for it. Doesn't mean you can pay Damon to do it.
It's a
you just want to give him a script to read. And a lot of times he can't even read a script because if he's working on any projects, he can't read your script without you sending it through his agent and getting a letter of, a non-disclosure.
Yeah.
So that if you read it, you know, you won't be sued later on down the line if you happen to
I had that idea. I sent it to him.
Yeah. Oh, you sent me something about space aliens. I ain't do it 10 years later. I bump into Steven Spielberg. I'm doing a movie about space aliens.
Now you
sue the whole company.
Yeah. I think it's too many movies and shit out there and too many stories of, dude saw many things. So people think that's... Like, the chances of that happening, they think is higher than what it really is. That's like
what it really is.
It happens
once in
sometimes,
a blue moon,
but yeah.
Like, rare 0.1% chance of things going down like that. But I think people think it's super common for somebody to be like, yeah. Like Alex Thomas' story.
How he got on
Fresh Prince. He was at the factory. Will Smith happened to be there that night.
Oh, wow.
And was like, do you write? He said, I do now. And that's how he got on the show.
Yeah.
But it's like, the chances of that happening
is,
you know.
Or what with Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, I think Eddie saw Chris.
Mm.
Star Search.
It was Star Search?
Yeah, he did the Jackson 5.
Wait, somebody was cleaning up tables at the cellar or something like that, then Eddie Murphy came.
I think Chris Rock.
I think it was Rock.
It might have been Chris Rock.
Yeah, it was Rock, yeah.
But I don't think
and
that's
And Eddie
how
was like,
got,
put him up.
He put him in a movie,
Beverly
right?
Beverly Hills, yeah, but he saw him on doing something, and then put him on stage.
Did he do Beverly Hills before?
And then he put him in, told him to fly to L.A. to do Beverly Hills Cop.
That's dope. I think it's but the chances of that, it's like
right. It's very slim to none.
Slim to none. Yeah, slim to none. But people think that that's a normal. Shit, I've been doing chocolate 6 years now. Bunch of famous niggas in there. Ain't nobody offering me shit.
Nothing.
So it's like, you know, you meet people.
Well, Chris Spencer was up there a long time before he started getting writing gigs. And everybody was going there like, yo, he's killing it. He's fucking hilarious. Until he decided, I'll write for other people.
And then some people would just be like, I think some people have a gift for it too. Like a Lance Woods. Lance somehow manages to get in with everyone.
I love his networking skills and politics. He's in with the Sacramento Kings. Be courtside for crying out loud.
He's in with everybody.
Yeah, great move.
That's a great move.
He's on so many tours at once. Like, open all these shows. Like, he's just good at that stuff.
Likeable, too. Yeah. That's super likeable.
Yeah. He's good at that stuff. B-Lou good at it.
B-Lou's great at it. B-Lou got three tours going on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lance, because Lance held us all in his house one day. I forgot how long ago that was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all stayed in Lance's crib.
In his apartment, yep.
Had space for us, though.
I don't know who Lance is.
Lance Woods. If you see him, you know him.
You know him. Okay. Yeah.
We ain't been to SAC in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we ever been to SAC.
Nah. Been years.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, you know, it happens. But even in those situations, it ain't just happening. It's just, you know, you got to kind of make it happen, but know how to make it happen. Right. And then, like, what?
I got to apologize. I missed San Jose last week, and I missed Dallas last week with Shantae Waynes. I got sick all of a sudden, and I was down for 3 days, 2.5 days. So, because people were hitting me like, thought she's going to be here. Man, and I said, I'm better now, but... Man, all I had was a Pollo Loco, and I was down, dog. I don't know if it was them.
Why are you so soft, bro?
What are you talking about?
The Pollo Loco's legit.
I thought so. it might not be them, but I've had Pollo Loco 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Never had an issue. That was when I was like, hey, you guys are my... I watched you cook the chicken.
What'd you have a chicken? What'd you get?
I just got the 8-piece chicken. It's just chicken.
Did you eat all 8 pieces
for
you?
Of course I did.
Oh, maybe that's why.
I do it all the time, though.
That's over one chicken. I don't think there's 8 pieces on one chicken.
Is that one sitting or the course of a day?
Partially, mostly one sitting. It's like, I'm going to knock all these down. I got some legs.
And it's legs and thighs. They don't put a lot of meat on their Pollo chicken.
That's a good sign, though.
Wait. Yeah. 8 pieces is... Oh, you got a whole chicken.
It's just legs and thighs. Yeah. Bro. It's not like there's a chicken breast. It's not a whole chicken.
Oh, there's no breast?
No, it's just leg and thighs.
No titties? No chicken titties?
No, it's 4 legs, 4 thighs.
Yeah,
no
that's sides? A whole chicken.
Kind of.
Did you get sides?
No, it's just the leg.
Well, 4 legs and 4 thighs is 2 chickens without the titties.
Without the... That's the biggest part.
It's one chicken.
No, it'd be two.
It's 2 halves.
How many chicken legs can you eat?
2 halves.
How many thighs does a chicken have?
Two.
But how many chicken legs? Thighs.
Exactly. So that's 2 chickens.
That's 2 halves with chickens. Because it's 2 legs, 2 thighs is half a chicken. He did that twice. So that's a total of 1 chicken.
But you still don't have
you
the
You
had
a whole
breast.
Chicken, nigga?
Wait a second. How many chicken legs do people eat at one time? Act like I'm doing something crazy.
Yeah, a whole chicken.
I mean, a pound.
Come on.
It just sounds bad. A whole chicken.
When you say it like that, yes.
Because when you say whole chicken, you're including the titties. But wings and thighs. Wait, were there wings or just legs?
No, he just got all dark meat.
Yeah, that's not.
He got a whole dark chicken.
So he had no wings and no titties.
He had no sides. You're a carnivore, bro.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you had no sides too?
Yeah, no sides.
Just tortilla, you know? Tortilla and meat.
Did you have salsa?
No.
Oh, you just taking chicken to the face?
El Pollo Loco chicken is dry, too. It's not exactly moist.
I was on a move.
It'd be on the grill forever.
I was eating in the car. I can't put salsa in the car.
Are you eating it out the bucket?
They're classy. They don't do a bucket.
They don't do bucket.
They get a little plate, a little...
Oh, yeah, that thing. So you said... And then it was like... Were you making noises?
No, not really.
Yeah, because you make noises, that changes everything.
That's the only thing I thought I had. And I woke up. My flight was mad early. And it was like, and I drove all the way to the airport, and it was like
LAX.
Yep, and it was a pain. I had like one of those tightening in a side pains, and I was like, ah, shit.
Sorry,
what?
Because you just devoured a whole chicken, went to sleep.
This was
didn't give it no break. Just went to sleep. Had your digestive system working.
This was after daddy issues last week. My flight was supposed to be Wednesday morning. This is after daddy issues last week. I went to the Pollo Loco right here, right after. So this is like 1 o'clock, maybe. 12, 1.
You had a good time to get rid of whatever kind of
thing. When did it kick in?
Okay.
It kicked. I woke up in the morning at like 6 in the morning. The pain woke me up.
Uh-huh. That's all you had with the Pollo Loco?
That's it.
And I think you could have toughed that out. It was just an hour flight.
I tried. So here's the thing, though. Hour flight, That LAX had a one of those shits, right? Uh-huh. And so then I said, I'm not about to hop on this plane like this.
Did you go through security?
And go somewhere, yeah.
Oh, so you were in there already.
I was already
in there. Oh, I'm making that flight.
Oh, you're making that flight.
Hey, bro, you already degraded yourself by using
that
airport.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I didn't know
airport bathrooms are actually really clean.
Usually, if you catch the right time.
Yeah.
That's only if you go into the family bathroom.
But
anyway, it's a little separate.
I didn't
want
to be. So look, so then it was San Jose, and then from San Jose, we're going straight to Dallas, right? So I'm like, I don't know what's happening with me. I'm not. You guys already know I don't fly well. I'm not about to get on.
That's
this
why
plane.
He's saying you saw.
Yeah.
Why? You don't fly well.
Yeah. No, you got a lot of. You don't drive well. You don't fly well. You got a lot of elements.
Hey man, it's the motion. When being still, I'm great. You know what I'm saying?
One place doesn't allow you to be still.
I'm fine. But it's never been an issue. But it was the pain more so than the shit. It was a pain like hunching over. Like what is this?
Okay.
So I was like, I don't want to be in another place. And not know what's happening to me.
How long did it take before it passed, before you felt well?
So day three.
Probably showtime.
It was 2 days. Oh, I wasn't good at all.
Oh, you weren't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, so you couldn't do the show.
Because I was trying to go to Dallas, but it was the same thing for 2 days. Mm. And so now I was like, ah, damn. So the third day, I felt normal.
Yeah, chicken poison.
I might have had that. No, there's like, this other like flu going around.
Wasn't it the bird flu was just recently, right?
Something yeah, like but they have another one where you can't hold food down or liquids. Mm. I had that one.
That sounds like a good crazy time.
Yeah. That's when you get
sick.
Oh, that's
where all sick come from, Nebraska.
Yeah,
yeah.
When drink water,
yeah,
we make you have the sweats. Eating food make you have the sweats.
The last thing I want to do is be on a plane and have the shit, dog, and not know.
I've never shit on a plane before.
I have.
By not your choice.
I just stayed in the bathroom. I stayed in the bathroom the whole flight. I'm just gonna stay in here.
Man, I've never shit on a plane.
I was embarrassed,
man.
But I know I lit the whole.
And it ain't like it's quiet. People hear what's happening.
That little
no, they can't. They can't hear. You can't hear too much on the plane because of the.
Whoever's next to that door, you got to come out take the walk of shame real quick.
Sorry about that, guy.
You'd have to be full on crack, 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 like going.
I told you I was in there throwing up and shitting at the same time once, years ago.
It y'all don't carry awful. Poopery with you?
Pooper. No, little spray.
Yeah,
not with me.
I carry a little small Febreze. I carry a little Tide thing. I carry like I have
something. Yeah,
that's other people's problem.
Yeah,
I sit in the front.
I'm considerate at home. On the plane, you get this good old whiff.
This is what you pay for, baby.
I'll let it stink up at home. It's just me.
I don't like smelling it.
In public, I'm like, nah, man. Just
sacrifice.
I got my own bathroom. If they come in there, that's their fault.
I don't even want to smell myself.
Me neither.
Yeah, I flush as soon as I hit the water.
Yeah.
Soon as it blunk, all down one motion.
Low key, mine don't be like stank like that.
If when you had to put two on it,
when I mean, because I'm saying that's what I'm assuming that's what we're talking about when it stinks.
Anything. As soon as mine touches like the water, I flush. People who let it sit there is crazy.
But it don't be like that. It depends on because if my diet is what it's supposed to be, it don't be like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm wilding, the changeover, like let's say I did 2-3 days of bad eating, and when I that changeover back to health, that first one,
it depends on if mine stays underwater or comes out the water a little bit. Come out the water a little bit. We gotta get a little that fresh air hitting it changes the game.
Skid marks annoy me, like in the toilet.
I gotta clean that right away. I gotta clean it.
Y'all just can't let that sit.
That bugs me.
Streaks.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yikes. The little crumbs that last pass the flush. You'd be like, oh, no, we got flush.
How'd you get back up here, buddy?
I use the, what's the blue the cleaner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to keep it, keep it in the thing so you don't see it all, so it has a little color to it.
They got to look through the hue.
Looks like the abyss.
No, you're supposed to see it. You're supposed to see your pee and your poop to see if it's healthy.
You got
to
take a gander.
You got look at the colors, the textures, all kinds of stuff.
You can't just look at the
white. I'm going to let the doctor figure it out.
Like if you pee in blue, you can't tell if you hydrated or got something going on. Or
you don't know if the bubbles
you don't know. So you gotta know what you're looking at, man. You gotta take that blue out. You gotta take it out, man.
You gotta take a little tester kit. Take a little sample to the doctor.
Put the diff in. This one changed color.
Like an oil change.
Hey doc, what I brought this from home, man. Like, you did not have to do this.
Yeah, you gotta check your urine. You gotta make sure it's not too bubbly, not too dark, not too light.
Your bubbly urine?
What does bubbly urine mean?
It's like
old foam is crazy.
Pancreas. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, it's something with your kidneys or your foamy pancreas pee? If it has foam.
Foam?
Yeah.
Chaz, where are you out there pissing out champagne?
His piss starts off.
Pissing champagne. Pop.
Tell me more, Craig. Wait, no, not me. I'm asking for a friend.
I think he was worried.
I've never heard of the foam pee.
Pissing champagne.
That's what is mad funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, isn't that like people with diabetes or pancreatitis?
Yeah,
get that?
Pissing out that.
You gotta shake it up before you piss.
Mimosas.
Yeah, the color, all that matter, man. What up, y'all? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets, erection-enhancing tablets that make men achieve stronger, harder, lasting erections. I mean, y'all heard me before. I've used it. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the time. Blue Chew is putting its money where its mouth is, offering you a month for free. It's a month for free. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you receive your prescription in days. It's in a discreet little brown pack. Nobody knows what it is. You just get it, take it. And then inside of that, it's in its own little tablet on top of that. So it's you good. And the best part is all done online. That means no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the pharmacy. And for our listeners, we have a special offer. You can try the first month free at Blue Chew free. All right, Blue Chew free. So that's visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
You gotta check your poop.
Some people really think they pee is supposed to be like golden dark. I was like, it's not supposed to be like that, man. Something wrong with you, or you're not hydrated.
Your kidneys ain't working properly.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Yeah, my pee from the morning to my coffee is going to make it dark. It's going to clear up during the day.
Oh, my morning pee be dark because, you know, I ain't had nothing to drink in hours. I'll be like, ooh, this is dark.
My second pee after my vitamins because of that B12.
That lime green?
Nah, I get that dark to the B12.
My protein makes mine lime green.
We used to take this stuff in college that everybody
my B12 makes all
lime green.
Pissing
lime green. Like,
looks like squirt.
Mm. Whatever the hell it was like the vitamin... For whatever shits we was taking, and we'd be like, this shit is completely lime green.
That first piss be taking forever. It's a long time. Just
the morning one?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Mine wakes me up.
Yeah.
I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. Like, have to use the bathroom.
I mean, come on, man. Hurry up.
Then my lazy ass go right back to bed.
I can't go back to sleep anymore.
If I poop, I got to shower, then get back in bed.
But I'm saying, like, remember as a kid, like, you could just get up and just go back to sleep. Mm. I can't, like, if I'm up, even if I lay there, I'm just laying there. I can't go back to sleep anymore.
I'll close my eyes and hear everything.
Still. Yeah, I can't. I don't know what that's about. Like, I don't know.
But even if you just lay down, even if you're not sleeping, it still rests. You know what I mean? If you're not moving around, it's still a form of rest.
Rest does it count for important. Your REMs or whatever?
I don't know if it counts for that, but your body needs rest.
Yeah, your body needs to just sit still.
Because there's times where I might feel tired and I may not go to sleep, but I'm resting and I'll feel good again.
Yeah, you just sit down. Oh, yep. Yeah. You'll like, power through.
Like, I feel like if my brain is not off, I'm not resting.
Same.
I don't feel.
I'd be like, I laid down for 5 hours. Yeah, I heard everything.
I feel like I need to rest this more than my body.
Yeah.
My body, I'd be like, I'm usually good.
It's all connected.
But my brain, I'm like, I need to shut this shit down. And that's what annoys me when that don't shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get to talking to myself in my head, trying to go to sleep. Like, stop thinking about that.
I count down from 100 backwards. So 100 to try to get to 1. But then I always end up starting over and be like, you know what? This ain't working.
Yeah.
If I had to start, it's not working.
I ain't got that kind of focus.
And it's not working.
I'd have been on to something else already.
Yeah, I get focused and I have to finish down to 1.
But everything that people say help you sleep, they'd be like, oh, just listen to rainwater. Or I'd be like, that don't help me.
That helps me till I have to pee. I'd listen to the ocean water. Yeah, like, oh, I'm about to get to sleep. Damn, I got to pee.
The only thing that helps me sleep is being exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like, I just got to be tired. I'd be like, I need to work harder the next day, work really hard, so I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I just go to bed.
Sequels and melatonin. But melatonin be giving me weird ass dreams.
I don't like taking shit.
I don't like taking
shit.
You don't?
Shit yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was up to 3 last night. Yeah, my body, I just go, and then you know when it's time to shut it down. My body be like, hey, dog, you're going to die. So
I think a problem we have too is we don't shut it down when our body tells us shut it down.
That's the thing.
We'd be like, nah, I could still fuck around on my phone, or let me get this last thing done. You were tired then. Right. Just go to sleep.
My body will hit the reset button if I skip that. If it's 10 and I stay up to 11, then my body's like, all right, we doing this?
Yeah.
You want to play? Yeah, I mean, we up to 4.
Yeah, you miss your window. Yeah.
Because the other night, I fell asleep at like 9:30, matter, but that's also a day or two in a row of being up late. 9:30, I'm out, wake up, 7, take Izzy to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, last night, up to 3. Damn, like, man,
10-hour night.
Because we'd be feeling in our head like it's too early to
go
to bed.
But it was like 2 or 3 days.
I'm lucky if I get 6 hours of sleep in a night. You over here pulling 10 hours like a teenager.
But he needed
my crash day.
But what time did you go? What time did you go now?
He sleeps like a bear.
That's a teenager. 10 hours.
That's hibernation. Go ahead.
So last night, I stayed up till 3, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'll probably have another late night tonight. This is how I go.
Okay.
That next night going to be a crash night. And then I'll sleep mad early.
Okay.
So I have like a good 2 days and I just be up mad late. And then I have another day where I sleep like, 10 hours. And it's just a crash day.
That's incredible.
It's just, I don't know. It's just what it is.
Even on like if I do a Z-Quil, I'm up in 6 hours.
Because I can sleep 4 hours and feel energized and feel great. And then I can do another one. I'll be like, I feel the tired, but I'll be like, I still feel pretty good. And the next day I go like, I'm useless. I need to shut it down.
Yeah, uninterrupted. I wish.
Yeah, I sleep better during the day than I do at night sometimes.
Oh, the daytime, the day naps. Oh man,
I can't do it. How y'all do it?
Easy.
I let it happen.
I've only happened once. I remember I had to tell Izzy. I was like, "Hey, I got to shut it down." There was one time I was like, "It's 4 o'clock. I got to shut it down."
I think we all, and this is people. I think we just need to stop fighting sleep. We just be like, I got to get this done. I got shit to do. Blah blah. It's like, fuck it, I'm gonna give in. Just go to sleep.
I have fallen asleep at like 2 in the afternoon and woke up at 7, like, oh man, is it the morning? what 7 is it?
I haven't had a crash out like him though since shit. I think I went to Vegas for a bachelor party and we were up for like, you know, one of them trips. Mm. And I remember I came home and I slept for a day. My mom was like, I thought you was dead.
Oh, bro.
Like, yeah, I slept for a day.
Coming
I only got
back
to pee.
From Vegas, yeah.
And I slept for a whole day. I woke up, I was like, I don't know what day it is. They was like, you skipped one. It's Tuesday. I was like, oh, shit. I was so tired, though. I was like, I need to sleep.
And last year, when we went to Detroit, I went to Hawaii that next day, right? I flew out to Hawaii the next day. And wherever I was before that, it was like Texas, I think. It was like back to back to back. When I came back, bro, I was down for like 3 days. I mean, it was 2 days for sure. I was out. And then every time I woke up, I felt a little better. I was like, yeah, I feel, but I was gone for like 3 days. And that third day, I was like, woo! I said, hey, man, I did way too much. I was
gone.
That's
a lot. That's a lot of traveling to do.
And then Hawaii is mad early. You know, I was up in the sunset. I was like, oh, stay.
And you
know,
with your family, so you can't sleep.
It was, that time it was just me and yo. But yeah.
Well, she want to do shit, though.
What's the time difference in Hawaii?
From here, 3 hours?
Yeah, I think the 3 hours ahead.
They're ahead, though. Like New York's after. Okay. Well, no, sorry.
They're behind.
Behind.
Okay.
If you go to Australia.
Yeah.
So right now it's 7:57 a.m. in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be mad. So I woke up, I'm like, sunrise. And you stayed up to the sunset. It's like, it's just a long day.
I hate traveling as far as that.
The traveling sucks. The time zone.
Especially one-nighters are the worst. Mm-hmm. I can't reacclimate my sleeping pattern on the East Coast one-nighter. Like, mm-mm. So I'm just going to be up all night. I can't set it back. Like, Hawaii, fine. It's going the other way.
It's an early day.
Yeah, but going to the East Coast, it's like, you going for 1 or 2 nights, you're like, man, I'm going to bed at 4 every night.
Yeah.
2 hours behind.
See, that's not bad.
Yeah. When I first went to Hawaii, I was like, man, I feel like we're in another country.
It is. Yes. We stole
Technically, it is, right?
Yeah. Okay. It was 100%. Yeah. The United States stole it in the 40s. 100%.
We just stole a whole island.
They ran up with battleships, put the queen of the island on house arrest. And had a battleship there, threatened to bomb them. They surrendered. Yeah. They surrendered. And
I got a whole story about it.
Yep. She went, I forgot the queen's name, but she went to the United States being like, hey, you niggas took my whole country. And they were like, yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Didn't Dole have something to do with that?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Dole, the dude, the pineapple dude.
Pineapple.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Him, some lawyers. I think his he had like a cousin or something like that. They all put under house arrest.
And they'd be like, now come to our
museum.
And
they stole Hawaii.
Wow.
Legit stole it.
Because what is Puerto Rico, a property a province.
It's annex.
It?
Yeah.
Territory. Territory. Like the Virgin Islands, all that shit. Mm-hmm. But they even their own by the
America's
US.
America's ruthless.
Yeah. They come over with their birth certificate.
Because that's where Tim Duncan's from, the Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah. And that's U.S., right?
Virgin Islands. What's that, Bahamas?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the Virgin Islands.
Because you don't need a passport to go to the Virgin Islands, right?
Or Puerto Rico.
No,
right?
Or Puerto Rico.
Or Puerto Rico.
And your cell phone service
is separate. I think you need one now. Before you didn't need one at all.
For Puerto Rico?
Or your driver's license.
Oh.
But I think now.
I know your phone service and all that works the same. Mm-hmm. It's U.S.
It used to be you just needed your driver's license so you could go there.
You just need birth certificates and stuff for like Canada and all that stuff. Now
US
you need.
U.S. territories. Full, that bullshit.
Yeah, you need, with Canada, you need full passport and all
Canada,
that.
Yeah, they ain't going to let us in no more. Things keep going. Shit. Usually we're nice, but sorry.
Sorry, right. They want to get here anyway.
I don't know anymore.
I don't know if we that country no more. We're like people dying.
You might want to travel outside the country. They still give you something just try to get to the country.
A lot of people come, make their bread, go live somewhere else, but you can come get this money here. And when I talk to other people from different countries, they love America.
Yeah.
They don't like Americans, but they love the thought of America.
I think that's what the problem is.
The people,
the idea.
Well, it's like the idea of America.
It's really not what they think, though.
But you know, also,
it's probably better than what they have. But yeah, but
you
got
to think where they come in. Like we coming from it, like
being
this bitch used to be bad. You know what I mean? Now, but somebody else is like, shit, this is the finest girl I've ever seen.
I still get two or three friends every year that's like, hey man, this girl said she'd pay me this much if I married her and got her into the States. Still hear about three of those a year.
Yeah.
You'd have to go live in another place for a few years to really compare. You'd have to really go live in Singapore for a while or Thailand.
Philippines, Magnolia. Philippines.
I mean, the first time you get thrown in jail in Japan for putting gum on a train.
Manila.
Yeah, I kind of like those kind of rules.
Until you do it. Until your kids like,
do it. That's
right. And you're like, no.
Oh, no. When you go to the other country, I'll be on my
like how
best
clean,
behavior.
How clean mm-hmm. other countries be?
Yeah, on my best behavior.
We disgusting
over
here.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. We're disgusting.
It needs a little
That video
in.
Tony posted with that bald eagle struggling.
Oh, that was crazy.
I was like, nigga, I ain't never seen a strung out bald eagle.
Eating out the trash.
And it was so, I was like, that is America
right now.
Have
some pride. Have some pride in your bald eagle.
He looked back like,
time's hard, baby.
That's America right now.
Time's hard. Yeah, they are getting lazy. Every time we drive up the East Coast, we see a bald eagle on the freeway just eating something.
Yeah, on the
not
side.
Caring about no traffic.
Eating some dirty road.
Eating
disgusting.
Some dirty road kill.
It's pretty much a morning stripper at a raggedy ass.
You're supposed
club.
To be getting stuff out the water with your talons, all graceful and beautiful.
Right, a fresh fish.
Yeah, with your hair purely white. Yeah,
eagles on food
now,
stamps.
That shit be a little dirty.
Yeah, these Cars eagles be nasty, at it, bro. You see what we're doing.
I don't realize how big bald eagles are, like up close.
Yeah, wild animals are huge. Like, you see a hawk up close. That wingspan, crazy. Yeah. Animals are big.
I'm more afraid of the speed of a hawk.
Of a hawk?
Bitch is fast.
Yeah, they're fast. What's that one fop when it's like 200 miles per hour?
You say that till they get the clawing on you.
Right.
They put these out.
Claws
is serious business.
The owls are more dangerous in that regard.
Owl, that'll spook me out. That nigga's head turn off.
I don't like that, bro. I don't like how their bodies look without all this. When you open them up, this is shit. I don't like it.
Owls seem more understanding, though.
No.
Owls are predators.
They got big ass heads. If I see one fly by my house, it looked like it had a helmet on. I was like, oh, shit.
Owls got a great PR team. Because they're predators, but they're
known as wise.
They're known as predators. Like, because
they got that cuddly look. They got look.
Also, they got big eyes.
You ever notice when they draw, they always put glasses on them? Like, owls get a good rap.
Yeah,
but they're predators.
Because they only see them at night.
Yeah.
I saw the owl
swoop up and take a rat, or I guess a mouse, in a field. And it was amazing, dog. It was like, I was just kind of like, this nigga was smooth. Mm-hmm. He was so smooth.
They fly quiet.
He was just like,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fly
incredibly
quiet.
Silent.
Yeah. And then, but like, only thing I heard was the flap going back up. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a little momentum, but I was like, oh.
No, you was close.
I was really close.
Did he? Like, what do you?
So, nigga, have a good show.
And me and my friends almost got attacked by an owl in Nashville, of all fucking places. We didn't know what the fuck the sound was. We were like, what is this noise? Like, we in the middle of the city.
And then
we looked up and was like, yo, it's a fucking owl. My friends was doing the most. They kept pulling their phones out, trying to flash it. I was like, yo, he's annoyed. Like, y'all should stop. Yeah. And then, so we was walking away, and all of a sudden we heard the tree rustling, and it was like, he just flew over top of us. We had to duck. He was so big, he couldn't even fit, like, over the sidewalk. I was like, nah, bro.
Have you seen those giant owls? Those giant, like, they're huge. No. Like damn near kid-sized owls.
Where are they located at?
That's a great question. Probably Australia.
I think I saw a picture, but I may have thought it was fake.
I smacked the shit out that owl.
Shit.
Scared the goddamn owl. Eagle, I seen an eagle drive.
Brianna W.
by.
Says a moose looks terrifying.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You ever seen one of those in person?
No, not... Was it at a zoo? I seen one, but not like in the wild.
That's the one thing I probably say I thoroughly enjoyed about being in Montana all those years, the wildlife I used to see. It's crazy.
Aren't they huge as hell?
That's what made me start really super respecting animals was that time up
Montana.
There.
Montana?
Because you see these niggas and you'd be like, God damn. Like,
huge, they like
they're
10 feet
massive.
Tall.
Yeah, they be standing
they're
over
so
cars,
big.
Bro.
Yeah.
Their horns, like how wide they go out. And you'd be like, yo. And they just be on the side of the street just like.
And what's hunting them in Montana? Bears?
That I don't know.
People?
Probably wolves.
Definitely would.
But like even when I seen like, you know, you see those bison, buffalo, shit like that, like up close, you'd be like, nigga.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're big as hell.
Or like those mountain goats that just be hanging on the side of the mountains, like
smack the shit
out of them. They big as hell.
Hell no.
Moose now. Smack the shit out of the mountain.
We're gonna take Craig to the zoo and be like, prove it.
Yeah. I seen them little goats, you'd be like, they'd be like,
Those are regular goats. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Nah, mountain goats, bro.
Mountain goats gonna see you and be like, nigga, what are you doing up
here? Yeah, what's up? And they gonna run it, wow! And they just be on the side of the mountain. Like, they just
that nigga
stick up there.
To the side.
Craig.
That nigga just talking.
Shit,
animals are big, bro.
Why? I don't know why people think they could really go against an animal.
I don't want no parts, no animals.
Certain animals. Come on, man. It's a goat. It ain't got no hands.
It's got a hard head and
wrist. Move to the side like, dumbass.
When they be going at it and see two goats running at each other,
how hard it be?
Bro, the sound that shit
makes. Sound be so loud.
I'm like, dumbass, why don't you step to the side, stick your foot out? That means you're flying over the
trip off a cliff.
Dumbass.
Hey, to watch a goat trip off a cliff.
That shit.
Just one goat, all he has to say is, psych, nah. Show ass
be out. Animals are big, man. We didn't see them where I was at, but like when you drive in between the towns or go to a smaller town, is you just see animals. They just be like, here's the store, the convenience store, and then next to it is just a big ass moose.
Oh, with them fires, man, they've been seeing a lot more mountain lions. They've been down here.
Oh yeah, up over here.
Yeah,
and the bobcats. Now I'm messing with no bobcats.
Oh, you're not smacking the shit out of bobcat.
Don't back down now.
People scared of the cats, bro.
Yeah.
I
don't fuck with them cats.
I don't fuck with little cats. I don't get a house cat, nigga. It will fuck you up. I don't mess with none of them.
I don't like nothing that's not declawed.
Yeah, and they're agile, bro.
Very
fast,
agile.
I think I'm more afraid of
the hands and the bite.
The what?
I'm afraid of all of them.
Hell yeah,
that's why I respect them.
They be out where I'm at too, bro. I don't like that's
I'm like, I'm good.
Right over here. They've been two spottings in the last year.
There was
a
bear when the fires happened in Altadena. A bear was under somebody's crib.
I saw that.
They know him. They was like, oh yeah, he been doing this for like 10 years. He was just afraid. It's like he chill.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know, man.
That's just Hank.
He literally had a name. I forgot his name. Barry or something. It's something crazy.
By Eaton Canyon, that area?
Yeah.
Yeah. All those houses, the bears go and chill in
Monrovia,
their backyards.
It's a bear all the time. Like somebody's pool would get hot. They'd be like, it's a couple bears in our backyard. I was like, hell no, nah, man. That's not normal to me.
The only thing, I'm not scared of turtles.
We see deer.
Oh. Not scared of turtles.
Them snapping turtles.
Catch one in the water.
Get away from them.
Yeah.
Bite your ass
off. Bite
your toe off in the water.
And when I say scared, I mean, I just, hey, man, you go your way, I go mine.
Turtles don't swim straight, though. They swim lopsided. Like, they don't.
Well, because they kind of swim, because they use their legs. They're kind of like us.
Right.
They swim in the water.
Like, I just don't get how people be bothering animals. Like,
I feel like a snake you could just fuck up.
You catch it?
It depends.
I mean,
depends
a snake.
You got to get past that first strike.
Depends on the snake.
You got to be like.
Really depends on the
like
snake.
Like an anaconda?
Get your ass out.
I fuck a banana conda.
If it gets a hold of you, though.
I feel like I fuck a banana conda,
dog. You be thinking you fucking it up, and it's just wrapping you around.
They don't really bite like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's not the bite you got to worry
not
about.
Not they wrap you around and get their mouth squeeze over your whole head.
What? I don't even know
what
that,
like. He had to get me like this.
Yeah. Dude, that hurt them, though.
That doesn't hurt. Punching a snake doesn't hurt them. They're like 16 feet long. I've never punched a snake, but...
I feel like I've seen, too thick for that shit.
Yeah.
I bet you. I'm like...
This gonna go to this real quick.
Bro, you'd have to catch me like this first time. And then I'll choke this nigga out. What?
You gonna choke the snake out?
He's all neck, nigga. Right.
I don't think you're gonna win that
not
one.
What's he gonna do? He gonna wrap around me?
He gonna slap your hat off and you ain't got no haircut, nigga. That's how he gonna get you like this, and he gonna put you in a full mouth and you're done.
Man, I'm swallowed whole. That's it.
Snakes, I'm just running away from the business.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, like a python? I'm not scared of a python. A python? Punch, bro.
You and Craig just talking.
I'm stomping him out.
I didn't say nothing about no snake. No, I said a goat.
The nigga's on the ground already. He ain't got no...
That's how you get dangerous. Caught slipping.
What?
Yeah, you're not even paying attention. It's old shit and it's too late.
I'm like, I smacked the shit out of a rabbit.
Man, I
got, you know, my shit makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not scared of rabbits.
You said a hawk.
That
does
not
sense.
Make sense, bro.
A hawk ain't gonna eat me.
An eagle ain't gonna eat me.
Just go scratch the hell out of you. Yeah, peck at your eyes.
But nah, but look, if
who
you
got
get
the better?
Those owls,
now
if
you
scratch you, can bleed out.
You thought you could
from an owl scratch?
If it scratch you in the right place, you will legit bleed out.
You know who can't scratch you? Snake. No scratches.
Venom bites you, though.
But now all snakes are venomous. I'm not talking about a cobra. I can't listen to a cobra.
Put it this way, a hawk can't take a punch.
Man, there's some snakes out there. Isn't there a snake that spits out the venom?
Yeah. Cobra.
Cobra spit. Yeah. Cobra, and they also have some lizards that spit out venom.
Cobra's gleek on you.
I'm like, come on, man. But if you got me a python, bro, like that one was on Britney Spears, I fuck him up. What are you talking about?
The Burmese, the yellow one.
Just wrap his ass. Put him in a knot.
Put him in a knot.
You've obviously never held a snake.
I'm good off snakes.
Your ass so strong. You're like, yeah, okay.
Fold him up. What are you talking with, baby?
Crocodiles, alligators, no sir.
Nope, I don't want no parts. Like, I know they're the easiest if you get behind them and just, you know, I get it, but.
Man, that nigga hit that little roll.
Yeah, I mean, if he has a hold of you in the gator, you got to roll with him.
Yeah.
You got to the gator roll, you got to roll with him. Huh?
That'll work?
Well, here's the thing. People try to resist, right? And he'll tear your whole leg off. So when they roll, you got to roll with him.
Yeah.
I'll stomp on their little
So when they pull, like when they pulling, you just go with it.
You got to go with them.
To prevent the injury, you just go with
it. First, what happens, you have to shit first on yourself.
That's fine.
If you can get past that.
Fling it in his face. Yeah. But if they get a hold of your leg or arm, bro, they'll rip that right off. You got to roll with them and pray to God that...
Pray to God.
Those little ones, man, they be hitting them rolls. You be like,
fuck a pig up. Not a feral one.
Nigga, one of them big-ass boars.
Boars get down.
I don't think it's huge.
Yeah, the boars get down.
If you always get on that ground, you face. Cook.
Yeah, I ain't no lion.
Man, them boars is crazy.
I just watched a video of a lion taking down a boar. It looked like an open field tackle. I was like, yo, this lion signed this nigga, bro. He was like, bah, bah. Like the woman was chasing him and the boar didn't see the dude. So he bent that corner and the dude was just sitting right there and the boar tried to get him. It was a wrap. Just right.
Did y'all see the video where the baboon tried to attack, a jaguar tried to attack a group of baboons and then one baboon, like the leader, jumped first to sacrifice himself. And then the rest just got on a goddamn jaguar's head and made the jaguar run. It was crazy.
Yeah, baboons
are
too smart.
Yeah,
baboons,
they jump them. Yeah.
Baboons kidnap dogs and keep them as like hunting pets to go with.
That's crazy.
Them.
Bro, did y'all hear about that story where I think a dog killed one of the monkeys, like baby monkey or something, and then like they went through the neighborhood and was like taking puppies and throwing them off the roof and shit.
Oh, for
like
real?
Killing them. Like legit. It was a thing like, yo, keep your pets inside. These monkeys out here killing these dogs.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Revenge.
Gang. Revenge. Yeah,
yeah. Smart. Revenge.
Elephants.
Yeah. Oh, elephants.
They stuff funerals and all kind of shit.
Yes, the one that went back to the funeral.
I was like, what did she do? I think the story was she was with the poachers that killed the baby or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then and like the elephant remembered and was like, all right, bet. I got something for you.
They got a flyer. Yeah. It was like, oh, yep.
Sunday. Yeah. All right, bet.
Elephant's memory is crazy.
Yeah. Elephants and orcas, oh, they gonna get that revenge.
But to know what day to show up. That's and then it wore all black. So it was
like, something's going on.
Yeah.
I want to pay my respects.
Stomped on the funeral. And after killing her, though.
And what you going to do?
Nothing.
Man, what's that people? What's that biggie song? He's like, a couple of years to pull up to the funeral with your blood on my shirt. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't mess up the lyric.
Listen to bullshit.
Oh, to make sure the wake ain't a fake. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, I had to look to Craig.
Nah, I was like,
Craig will smack the shit out of a rapper, bro.
Slap the shit out of Biggie.
Not Biggie.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on animals and insects. The only thing I don't care about insects is like our size. It's hard for them to take us out.
I'm just scared of bees. Everybody else.
Now that I got stung by a bee, it's bad, but it's all right at the same time.
Yeah.
It just caught me off guard. Like, yeah. It's at the fair. Why the fuck is a bee at the fair?
I'm having a good time.
I stepped on a bee by the pool. And I was looking for glass for about an hour. I was like, I stepped on glass. Nah. There's glass. Somebody stabbed me in my foot. There's just a little bee there. I was like, oh, shit, man.
You have to pull the stinger out?
Yeah.
Sometimes they fall out. Keelan been stung twice in the throat.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
That's a terrible place.
Then a kid at baseball practice last week stung in the throat. I don't know why they like stinging kids in the throat.
They be out there deep. That's
and
why.
And I saw the stinger on the little kid's chest. I took it out. He was like, it hurts. I was like, just have a seat.
Oh, stop being a bitch.
No, he actually took it like, gee, he was just like, all right, well. Kind of hurt, but
yeah, I ain't take it like a G.
I tried.
I mean, the foot is a pretty.
I
bad
fell
place.
On the floor straight away because I thought I stepped on glass. I was like,
that thing hurts, shit but it keeps going afterwards, like mm-hmm. that burning sensation.
Oh, see, trash. I never.
It's trash. I got stung like on my thumb.
I just get bit a lot.
And it was like, I couldn't believe what happened because I was like, I didn't see the bee.
Yeah,
it's just like I felt this pain in my hand. I was like, damn, what's going on? Like,
you got to be really like to kill yourself just to sting somebody is a different kind of. Like, they gonna die.
Oh, yeah. Once they lose their
stinger, it's
done.
Like, why?
Now, I've been bit by a bee. That's nowhere close to being.
How you be bit? They bite?
They bite, too. Like, if you, when I go hiking over here, you feel it. It's like, it feels like little pinches, but it ain't a damn sting.
Yeah.
I don't know bees
bite. Are you sure they're not mayflies?
I don't know. I know they keep the little bee things up here in Veterans Park on the hike. The local bee has their little boxes up there.
I know bees can bite, but I've never really heard them doing it like that. But like how you're describing it reminds me when I used to get bit by mayflies when I lived in Virginia. And they would tear your scalp off.
What the hell's a mayfly?
The ones that be on the horses?
Yeah.
Is that a mayfly?
Yeah.
Or the ones that make
those horse flies, and they big as hell, but mayflies are a little smaller, but they do bite.
Like, what's those big ass ones that be around here?
Which
one? Big old beetle looking things.
Dragonflies?
Oh, they'd be like green and
green.
Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, the June bugs?
When you hear when they fly.
They can't see, I think. So they go off a scent.
Yeah, because they be flying dumb.
Yeah, they flying my windshield. Like, oh, shit.
So goofy ass. I'll smack the shit out of
shit out of June bugs,
bro. I'll be like, oh, wow.
If you smell good or food or anything, they right up on you.
Oh, that's why they always be on me. Because you got like, hey, there goes Zaddy. That's why they always getting on me. I be fighting them. I don't know about Zaddy. You funky niggas.
Nah, I get bit a lot.
You get bit a lot. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
These are this is a spider. I got a spider bite that spread like here on my back to here and to here. It's probably this is 3 weeks.
Oh, that's
ago.
The residual of it?
Yeah, it's going away. Like, ooh, it got to a point
that with pus.
You almost had a heavy arm removed.
They were like, I don't know what was happening. Like, at first, I just felt some bumps, and I was like, all right, woke up the next day, and I was like, what the hell is that on my back? And then it kept spreading, and I was like, I was talking to Cotty. I was
Keon
like,
got powers and shit.
Do I need to go? Well, that's the first thing I did. I was like, I checked, and it comes. So I was like, yo, do I need to go to the ER or what? Because it's my fear was that it was going to spread, you know, to your heart. It was on my left side,
right.
Because I didn't been bit. I didn't seen venom go through and then it goes away. You know?
Oh, damn.
And so I was like, what is this? So I started looking up different spider bites, all this shit. And then if it's not a black widow or the brown recluse or whatever, you're good. It's just going to run its course. So I was going to go to the ER, but then when I was looking it up, it says all they're going to do is tell you to take
Benadryl.
So I just started taking Benadryl, started going away. And then the problem wasn't even the bite. It was the itching. I was like, but I didn't scratch it or whatever. Yeah. But this is 3 weeks now, and it's just now going away. But it had spread like this. If I showed y'all this shit, it looked like nigga, you get burned. Like, what happened?
They let you know how potent that shit is.
Had to be hella, because I'm like, what the? It spread everywhere, and I'm like, what the hell? What was this thing? But it wasn't, as long as it wasn't like life threatening or, you know, going to eat a tissue, I was like, okay, I don't care. Like, take the Benadryl and I'll be fine with it.
Yeah, after I caught that tarantula in my garage, I started looking up all the spiders that could kill you because they're like, a tarantula won't kill you.
No.
Oh, really?
But then they're like a recluse, but the teeth aren't long.
That recluse, bro.
The teeth aren't long recluse. Enough to break your skin.
Yeah.
A recluse isn't?
Yeah.
They bite. They'll bite your ass, though. Those are the most venomous.
But those are the ones you'll see. You'll actually see two bites and then a big.
But they can't break your skin.
They can't. One that can't is is it the granddaddy long leg?
Is that the one?
Yeah.
But that's the poisonous.
You see those all the time, but they're more of a threat to bugs, not to us. Yeah. Like, I don't think they can bite.
We're too big for most spiders.
Yeah.
So you'll have a reaction, and most of it is an allergic reaction.
Tarantula
to the venom.
Big as fuck.
But
he's not poisonous. It can bite you. It can bite you, but it's not. It's not poisonous, venomous. There's two different.
Yeah.
Don't tarantulas jump?
They can.
I seen it in a movie they did. I've never seen it in person.
There are jumping spiders. There's a lot where I live. Like, I see the baby ones, and they are, like, crazy fast.
But what,
like,
we're having is an allergic reaction to the venom is what happens. So everybody's going to be different. And then when I was, you know, I went down a rabbit hole. Like, I've been studying this for 3 weeks now.
Once you start seeing your skin falling off.
I'm like, what the hell
is
this?
If you think you got something, you turn to the doctor.
Yeah. So then I'm looking up, like, I knew I was fine because the bad ones, you like, people kept messing. You get like a hole in your skin, like a big ass hole. So they was like, go to the hospital right away. Like, you know, take what you got to take, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And people don't be, you know, especially dudes don't like going. And then that shit crazy.
Now, I see a bunch of videos on YouTube of people popping
you're not supposed to do that.
Spider bites.
Pop all my bumps.
I know. I let that shit ride.
By yourself?
They'll go away.
That's some lonely shit. You got, at least.
It's a thing. I watch pimple poppers too.
I watch it.
Why?
I'll be watching it.
You're like popping your bumps?
And I see, like, get the rest of it out. I'm like, get that man. Shit.
Once they get the knife out,
when it shoots out, you'll be like, ooh, that was a good one.
I'll be watching all kinds of shit. When they scrape off dead skin, I'll be watching all that shit, bro.
My new thing is I've been watching them peel off the skin off the these lizards. The what are the kind of lizards? The bearded dragons.
What?
That's pretty common. All lizards do that.
Yeah, they peel.
How you find
the person
this shit?
Is peeling them off with the tweezers. They're pets. And like, and
you were watching.
Nice.
It's like, oh,
I love it. Yeah, it's that. Weird.
I got caught on
that's
that.
That's satisfying.
Yeah, it's satisfying. Yeah,
about the cow hoofing. The cow
they be squeezing the pus.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching that too. Yeah, I'm watching that too.
Keep going.
I'll be watching.
How to bake something videos or something.
Ingrown hairs. I'll be watching. When they get a good one, I'm like, go, keep going.
Yeah.
I hate when the video cut. I want to see. Pull all that shit out.
Get it out.
And I was watching that, and it ended up being they start doing the Brazilian extractions. I was like, wait, have I been watching vagina this whole time?
So I went down a rabbit hole and ended up there too. And I was like, why am I watching waxings? How did I get here? Just in a rabbit hole.
I was like, that's a lip. Yeah. Oh, that's a lip.
And it's on YouTube.
You guys are sick.
No, you don't start there.
You don't start there.
It's, you're starting with ingrowns, and then you look at the video, but like, wait a minute.
This looks familiar.
Why is this?
Now you're searching ingrown
labia.
And
now you're just watching.
It's a lip.
Now you're watching waxings. And you're like, this is fucking crazy.
Sick, man. Extractions.
And then I'm like, women are crazy to take this shit. Like, it's wild. Fuck that.
I would if I had a girl with ingrowns down there, I'd be like, come here, I watched.
I mean, they just wax without thing. They just wax to wax, right? Most women or shave.
Sometimes the ingrown just way more common now.
Yeah,
with lasering.
I heard about the laser removal. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go.
That one. That's a crazy process.
You gonna go get lasered?
Yeah. No, laser removal on my testes, yo.
I would love that.
Really? Do they do that?
I don't know. If they do it for me, I can do it for me.
They just hold the skin open and be like,
get in there, doc.
That shit burn. I had my finger lasered when I had a tattoo.
Well, you might as well at that point. You might as well have laser to hear out your booty hole.
Why?
If you
might as well.
If you don't want your ball, you know what I mean?
Like, that, I feel like it's laser, very different. Why do I need my booty hole
here? Why do you want booty hole here?
Yeah.
You know?
What do you need booty hole here for?
It wasn't bothering anybody.
What do you need it for?
It's not as good as a wipe, you know?
What are you talking? It's just chilling. What are you talking about?
Face down, hold the cheeks open. They get you real quick.
You already there, Chad. This point.
It's like Star Wars.
They're in a Darth Vader outfit.
Your legs are already.
That's all you hear.
Your legs are already up in the air.
If they did that, I'd probably go.
And what if he was back there? He's like, the force is strong with this.
Yeah, you might let him finish it off, bro. Get that booty hole.
I was talking about the testes.
Oh, bro, but you already got your legs
there. Might as well get the gooch and all.
You already prod it up on the machine, the little metal machine.
You already busted it open.
You might as well be like, go and get all that, dog.
Yeah, you might as well. You down there?
Go and get all that, dog. Clean it up.
I feel like those are very
good. What do they call it? A manzillion?
Yeah.
You might as well get a manzillion.
Get that done.
Yeah.
Get in there and blow a little bit. Give me a little blow to get
that blow is insane.
No.
You got to punch a nigga in the forehead.
Wait a second. Why did I have the whoo?
He keep blowing your booty hole.
That's a lot of air in there.
Bro, to clean it, to get it all out.
Yeah.
No, no. DC's was like a whole train.
It's not gonna be a. It's gonna be a little. It ain't gonna be a full on.
Your butthole.
Yeah, it's a hole, bro. Every hole that you blow in.
No,
it's like going to the top of Craig's bottle right now.
Your butthole is just open that big.
No, we're talking about you, Chad.
My shit ain't open that big,
bro.
Dog.
You're prodded up on a little thing, bro. See,
Chaz.
There you go. Here, wait, do it again, Keon. Let me hear what it's gonna sound like.
Chaz, this is how close the doctor is gonna be.
He gotta put his mouth on Chaz's booty
hole. My
this is Chaz's booty hole.
Wait, I can't laugh and do it. No, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. It's subtle, bro. It ain't gonna be too like a train.
But Craig is used to this clearly. Yeah, look. He's a fucking professional ass blower.
If right. You had glass, it works better with glass.
Yeah. You dust it off like it's an eyelash.
Yeah, getting the residual hair off.
Where you at, Craig?
Go to DC. Oh, go, Craig.
You know, you're sitting over there. Oh, we go
DC
this way.
Urban Comedy across the board.
Oh, we're going this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. DC Urban Comedy across the board and see where I'm gonna be at, man. Check us out.
Go to KeonPulley.com for everything. So my flapper shows are going to be bi-monthly. So even if you go, my next one's March 7th. So even if you go on the flapper site and you click on my ticket, you'll see the dates for all the other flapper shows that I'm having because they're bi-monthly. Make sure you check those out. May, I'm about to hit the road heavy. I start on the road. So I'm Chicago, Detroit, Vancouver, and one else, and then Phoenix. That's all starting in summer. I'm starting to hit the road for the rest of the year.
Thought again, you was done. You changed your mind?
Certain cities, I had a great time. Oh, okay. It's just other cities, I'm like, I ain't fucking with y'all no more. But certain ones, I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll do that again.
You're
for sure.
Be married to the sea.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing that. That's why I'm not going on the road until summer, because for the next 2 months, I'm going to be on that water. So then, Wildly Inappropriate. Check out that too as well. And I said KeonBulley.com on everything.
Chasmatic.
Linktree.
Thursday, I am in San Diego with Shantae Waynes at the Mic Drop, which I will actually be there this time. Depending on my stomach situation, I'm going to go to Puerto Local right now and see what happens.
Nigga ain't learned
this lesson. Dare him do it again. I dare you do it again.
Don't challenge me to a good time. And then Lacroni Chaz every, it just changed the dates from Friday to Tuesday. So now we're up every Tuesday. Yeah. Appreciate y'all supporting and just growing all that good stuff. Oh, let me try to announce this idea right now.
Well, we didn't really, we didn't give, hold on, we didn't give, we'll flush it out first. We didn't give Craig a proper shout out for winning a NAACP award.
For
congratulations
sure.
To Matt.
We did it? I thought we did.
Yeah. No, we just talked about it, but we didn't really give him a proper shout out.
Yeah,
that's an amazing accomplishment, man. Proud of you, bro.
That's forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good, man.
That's forever.
Absolutely.
You gonna bring your award and post it right here?
Oh, I'm gonna bring it as soon as I get it.
Hey, man.
Putting the name and stuff on it. Hey, man. Right here.
So who all got one?
It was Marlon Sean, Keenan, Damon, Kim, Damon Jr., myself, Damien, Shantae.
Okay. Awesome. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That makes sense.
I love that. So,
where you at, Matt Green?
At Craig Wayne's on everything. So right now, a lot of people are asking, how can they get an audition for Scary Movie or whatever?
I'm people.
So I'm working it out now. I'm gonna be asking people to send audition videos in.
Damn it. I suck at that.
And I'm gonna be posting them. And we're gonna see if we could grab some people from there and give them lines in the movie.
That's funny. That's great.
So I'm at Craig Wayne's Instagram. DM me with your auditions. But no, they might be posted.
Oh, so you want people vote or what?
I'm working out how I'm gonna do it, but I want to get some of the videos in, and I'm gonna make it into
like what y'all think.
I'm definitely gonna have my input, nigga.
I'm gonna make it more like a reality show,
okay?
Type deal,
so people can vote like a America's Got Talent or whatever.
Well, the ultimate vote will be between
of course
us on there, but I'm gonna take a lot of consideration into what the people think.
Okay.
Who should be in
That's
there.
Fair. That's what's up, man. Giving everybody that one in a billion chance.
Hey, you want to. I got so many DMs. I'm like, you know what? Let's let the public decide.
Yeah. Amir, can we cut him doing that so we can post it? that clip, like just him saying this is what we're gonna do, so people can send in, so we can all share it, so people can send in.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Give people a chance, man.
Give people a chance.
That random person in North Carolina, you know what I mean? Lafayette.
And it doesn't matter audition, because it could be the worst audition that we just find something in you amazing.
Like, man, she got
you
fat
might be
ass.
The new Ice JJ Fish that we're like, yo, that shit would work.
Ice JJ Fish. You remember
Ice Fish JJ? I'm sorry, Ice Fish JJ.
Nigga was hilarious, bro.
He is, you know what's crazy? Bad.
What's crazy is his singing's trash. His songwriting and beat making actually was good. Like
I never got that far.
It just the singing was so terrible. It was hilarious.
Couldn't get past that nigga's drooling. So I was like,
he said, "Nigga said," and then he'd be like, "I can't sing." I'd be like, "Nigga, fuck." Yeah.
Like 50 Tyson. You might be.
That
the
was
next
too
50
far.
Tyson.
Yeah, he had a.
They was doing that. That whole genre. They was getting all the special needs people in.
I seen a random video of Welvin the Great not too long ago, and he doesn't look like he's doing too well.
Welvin, the homeless guy.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, I felt bad for the dude.
They keep beating him up too. It's like, man,
who's for real?
I've seen him running a few times.
Anybody just wants the video, so they be like, "I got you."
He be talking shit first.
Got him. Yeah, and they just want to say that back to you after they knock you out.
You can't be helpless and talking shit.
You know, you might be the next Brian Pumper out here getting hit with
eggs.
All
right, bro, we out.
Somebody. Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.